GOP Representative Maria Salazar. Americans need illegal migrants to defend the USA. By Neil Monroe on July 21, 2026. Americans cannot defend the United States without the help of illegal migrants, said Republican Representative Maria Salazar, RFL, on Monday. Salazar's comments came as she joined Democrats to tout her dignity.amnesty for at least 15 million illegal aliens, saying, "Let them stay, let them continue contributing to the number one economy in the world, so we can continue being the number one military in the world. If we don't have the economy, we don't have the guns, and we cannot defend ourselves." There is little evidence that the nation's stock of at least 15 million illegal migrants, or of the 40 million legalized migrants, positively contribute to the nation's increasingly high-tech, low-manpower, national security strategy. In reality, migrant renters, workers and consumers are being used to pump up the consumer economy as investors export the nation's critical high-tech and manufacturing industries, as well as critical databases and software resources, to cheap foreign workers in China and India. Salazar's amnesty bill would accelerate that process by dramatically increasing the legalized inflow of low-wage workers. Salazar's national security flub followed her prior admission that the business-backed amnesty bill is intended to provide a never-ending flood of cheap labor to business groups, which include her Florida donors. "When people tell me that I am trying to help big business to have cheap labor, I'm going to answer them, it's not just big business. It's not only agricultural or construction or hospitality or healthcare or manufacturing. It's more," Salazar told a Capitol Hill press conference in April. The expressive politician added, "Who else? The farmers, people in the dairy business. We all like milk, right? Well, there are 150,000 jobs available in agriculture right now, manufacturers. I don't know anyone in the manufacturing world. But I do know that the National Association of Manufacturers decided to do a public press conference to support the Dignidad bill, its agricultural, construction, hospitality sectors. Many Democrats, Republicans, investors, immigration lawyers, and media outlets praise compliant migrants as better and more productive than American citizens. In 2017, for example, former Republican standout Bill Kristol said new energetic migrants are needed to replace decadent Americans. You can make a case that America has been great because every, I think John Adams said this, basically if you're in free society, a capitalist society, after two or three, four generations of hard work, everyone becomes kind of decadent, lazy, spoiled, whatever. Then, luckily, you have these waves of people coming in from Italy, Ireland, Russia, and now Mexico, who really want to work hard and really want to succeed and really want their kids to live better lives than them and aren't sort of clipping coupons or hoping that they can hang on and meanwhile grow up as spoiled kids and so forth." Similarly, the New York Times is spotlighting claims that migrants can better take care of older Americans. "There is no workforce waiting in the wings capable of replacing the long-standing relationships, in some cases built over years and even decades, that are so vital to quality care," said Katie Smith Sloan, chief executive of Leading Age, a trade association that includes more than 5,000 elder care facilities. Salazar's amnesty agenda combines donor priorities, ethnic politics, and her electoral strategy, she said Monday. "We're talking about those millions and millions of illegals, undocumented people who belong to my community. Probably 80% of the undocumented belong to the Hispanics, the largest and fastest growing minority in the country. So why don't we give them dignity? Let them stay, those who do not have a criminal record." Polls show that citizens are increasingly aware of the economic and civic damage caused by business-directed migration to their families and their communities. Both President Donald Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance say the nation's economy should emphasize efficiency instead of migration. "If you want to help a normal person, don't provide a corporation 9 low-wage migrants to compete against them when they're bargaining for wages," Vance said this month, adding, "Man, we ran the experiment of offshoring all of our industrial jobs, of becoming a services and finance economy, and allowing Wall Street to come in and buy every asset of modern life and turn it into an investable, line goes up, asset, and what has that done? It's created a generation of kids who are attracted to socialism. You actually give Americans more power when you have a more restricted immigration policy, Vance said.